This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks, Aaron Ludwig, Dads with Bacon TV. Great podcast. Hope you can tune into that. Mark Houston, Belt Sports Medicine here. Lisa Hale, new Wisco Weekend on Civic Media. And now Sean Becker, Aaron's Nordic Center. We've had some great guests. We've never had anybody actually walk into our studio in cross-country skis before.
Head-to-toe spandex?
Skied in.
It's maybe
skied
the second in. Time head-to-toe yeah. spandex. Ew.
Dennis that one time wore his...
Get-up.
Yeah.
Do you still remember that?
I still remember it.
Operators are standing by to take your call on that, I'll tell you.
You got a great thing taking place at the Aaron's Nordic Center, and you do have snowshoe racing. Is that correct?
There is some snowshoe racing coming
see,
up. In,
you want to see? You want me to show you a picture of somebody that could have been an Olympic snowshoe racer if he had stayed with the sport back
Love
in the day?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Your times might be a little slow with those things, but I definitely...
What year do you think those snowshoes are from?
You think it's
from?
The equipment?
Yeah, it's the equipment, yeah.
No, really?
He's got the physique for it. He's got the knickers for it and everything.
Yeah.
And
the knickers.
Boots. Yeah.
What was the question again? What year
What year
that?
Do you think those snowshoes are from?
Because
I can tell you.
1913.
No, they're World War II surplus.
Those are World War II
World
surplus.
World War II surplus. Yeah, I don't think... We used to... Okay, the boots we used to call swampers.
Swampers, okay.
And the pants we used to call britches.
Britches.
Yes.
Well, we wear britches, too, when we ski. Swampers. They're just a little bit tighter.
That's a
so sorry.
It's a lyric from the
listeners,
song "Sweet Home Alabama."
At home,
that looks like something that like a Christmas story. That's yes. what it reminds me of. Yeah. Picture from a
the
Christmas
kids
story.
In there.
You shoot your eye out with that kid.
I like it. Yeah. Well, welcome, Sean Becker from Aaron's Nordic Center. You guys have a huge event taking place this week. Is it Sunday again?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday that it starts.
Free Kids Day.
Which is a phenomenal, phenomenal complex you guys have down there.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Aaron's family has really, really put a lot of effort into this venue. And we really, we're really, really happy about being able to have, you know, like these kids' days where you can bring a bunch of the youth out, get them exposed to cross-country skiing where maybe they never had that opportunity before, ski around with the UWGB collegiate ski team.
Oh, cool.
We're actually their home venue. We just did their home race this past weekend. They had about 80 athletes from different colleges around the Midwest.
Very cool.
Came out and raced. So they're going to come and do a little give back with us this weekend on Sunday, and they're going to they're going to ski with kids and give them an idea how to fall, how to get up, how to ski down a hill, all that kind of stuff.
And this is cross-country skiing?
This is cross-country skiing. It's not alpine.
Right.
It's not Telemark. It is cross-country skiing. You have to kind of work.
Awesome.
Well, I was just going to say, everyone's going to look outside going, we don't have snow around here.
Yeah, right.
So mm-hmm. I think we just need to say, Sean's an expert of making snow. And can you talk about how many miles of snow you guys have down?
Well, I don't claim I'm an expert by any means. I'm able to make it, get it down, push it out. We've got about 3.5 kilometers of snow right now. So all the Nordic World stuff all deals in meters and kilometers. So that's kind of what I'm going to speak in at this point. But we've got depth of about anywhere from 3 to 6 feet of snow depth out there. And then we also, the trails are about 7.5 meters wide, so roughly like 24, 25 feet in width. And we have to solve the problem that everybody has right now is that there's no natural snow. So for us to create that, when you drive out there, there's no snow anywhere else. You come over the top of the hill, you look down, all of a sudden there's this ribbon of snow making its way, winding around the property. And any given morning, we can have 50, 60 people out there skiing around. And then at night, we've got teams from the local ski clubs from Green Bay and Ashwaubenon, from Greenbush, that come out, and there'll be 100 kids out there skiing around at night under the lights. It's really
incredible.
Something.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. So, and then, like I said, with the youth group that we bring the kids out on Sunday, they'll have an opportunity to get on some of our Nordic rock skis, which are really nice because you just put your boots right into them and the kids can take off. It's more of an exploring type situation, figure out what it's like to be on skis, get used to something slippery under your feet, and then just let them go. And if they enjoy it, maybe they'll come back later. Their parents might come back later, and then we can get them involved more so with Nordic skiing at the Nordic
Dennis,
Center.
You're a brilliant guy, aren't you? Did you ever go and take advantage of this?
Brilliant guy. I thought you were going to say brilliant. No. Oh. Not from brilliant.
How
but
did
thanks
you
for
ever
asking.
Get started in any of this? I mean, you must have had a passion
well, I was,
for
you know what? I'm
skiing.
Thinking of Frank. Frank's from brilliant.
Frank's
from brilliant. Sorry.
Never yeah, mind. Different guy. Yeah. So getting involved, my parents put me on skis when I was a little guy.
Okay.
You know, and
so family.
And family oriented with it. You know, our Nordic skiing all was done at the archery club in, you know, outside of the town I grew up in. And,
where'd you grow up?
And I grew up in Watertown.
Oh, sure.
You know,
oh.
So little town yeah. outside of Milwaukee there. And you know, we'd go out to the archery club and one of the local ski shop guys would go out and he'd trudge in the trails for us and we'd go and race. And here I find myself racing with other guys that are like now like mentors of mine and people that are in some pretty affluent positions within the Nordic community. And one of them was an Olympian right from the West Bend area named Luke Bodensteiner. And I used to watch him race as a kid and I'd go to these races and the other guys, John Momartz, this other guy that was like a national team member would like wax up my skis for me, make me at 10 years old, make me feel like I was like a national team guy.
Yeah,
I could wear this suit for real, you know? So that gave me the passion for it. At that point, I got into it in high school a little bit more and wanted to ski in college. And then, you know, wanted to give back. So there's an area near Delafield called Lapham Peak. And I got involved in a snowmaking operation there from the grassroots. We bought a bunch of old pinball machine parts, basically, you know, they, as you would call them, parts of snow guns from Pottawatomie State Park when they got rid of them.
Really?
And we took this trailer load of junk down and we made it into a snowmaking operation.
Oh my gosh.
And it was viable and it still is to this day and they do a great job down there. So it's one of the other spots in the state that actually has man-made snow.
How do you go from a machine into snow? I mean, why doesn't it turn into ice? How does it turn into snow and not just ice?
Well, so there is some element of it that is ice crystals,
right.
You know, but we have to, what they call it, a nucleation process. So we're going to get all Bill Nye the Science
Guy. That's a
guy
big word.
Right now,
yeah.
Okay?
Big word
he
for Johnny.
He just lost me.
Nucleation. So, Mentos. Mentos in a,
Coke
in
can,
a
yep.
Diet Coke.
Yep.
You know
okay,
how that
yep,
blows up
right,
like that?
Yes.
That's nucleation. It's nucleation at a rapid scale. So what you end up doing is we inject air and water together at a rate of about 700 to 1. When that does, it creates facets. And these are like, creates particles. So like, clouds are nucleation points. And as that gets launched out of that snow gun with this fan, it ends up building into a larger
particle.
Yeah, particle basically, a snowflake. And that gets thrown out like 300 plus feet. And as long as we don't have these 40 mile an hour winds out of the northwest that we always seem to have when we're
yeah.
making snow now, we can put that snow where we want it, leave it sit for a day or two.
300 feet you can
yeah,
shoot
these,
it?
Yeah, these guns shoot about 300 feet. And when you have a theoretical number, you have 28 degree wet bulb, which is basically temperature and humidity together. And if you have 28 degrees wet bulb, you can make snow. If you have 29 degrees wet bulb, you're making rainbows. So we kind of thought maybe during the summer we could take these out for like kids' birthday parties and make rainbows in
nice.
The back for
nice.
Photo ops and stuff. But that's
just a side hustle.
This is another way to make some money on these things. Yeah. So we've got 17 snow guns that we use out there, and we've got a big water source, big 10 million gallon pond that we are able to make snow out of that pond. So it's without it, we wouldn't have any skiing
right.
at this point. And same thing like with the Birkebeiner, you know, largest ski race in North America happens up in Hayward. They did it on a 10K loop last year on all man-made snow. So it's kind of the way it's going. I mean, we're going to end up having to keep making snow at this point in order to get any races. So we have races that are coming from other areas that are asking us, you know, like Rhinelander mm-hmm. last week didn't have snow. So we had to held their race, the junior national qualifier here as well. So.
That has to be costly. How does it get paid for, and what does it do to the cost of the sport?
So, you know, we have a membership base, and so people have to pay to come and ski. So that way we can cover the cost of making the snow and the operations
bonus.
Of everything.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, for the sport, it's going to end up, you know, I think at over a period of time, it's probably going to drive to more membership-based type use. Versus just state park, county park.
I mean, you hate to say it, and I don't want to get into the whole global warming type thing, but the fact of the matter is, we just don't have snow like we used to get. And I have to think, this isn't going to be like, oh, gee, this year we don't have much snow. We need to bring out the guns.
It seems like this might be the foreseeable future for winter sports, huh?
I definitely believe so. I mean, when you look at World Cup over in Europe right now, all the races in Scandinavia, hit or miss, but most of them are all on the same thing, just a ribbon of snow that the athletes are skiing on. And some of the times they've got rain, they've got, you know, winds, they've got real high temperatures. And so that makes it really difficult for them to hold the races that they used to have.
How does that affect their training then?
Well, quite a bit. So we have a roller ski course. So we have an asphalt roller ski course that's underneath all the snow that we have right now. So during the summer, we always say skiers are made in the summer. You don't just put your skis on in December, right? And then boom, I can go do a marathon. Mm-hmm. These athletes will train at our facility over the summer months on roller skis. So they're just shorter skis with rollers on the ends of them. And then they can ski into our biathlon range and they can still ski and shoot. And
didn't we have an Olympic biathlon athlete from right around here?
Two of them, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah. So Deidre Irwin, she's from Pulaski, and then Paul Schomer, who's from Kimberly.
Okay.
And Deidre's on the national team right now, and Paul Schomer is he was out with a knee surgery, and he's clawing his way back into it, rebuilding it this year, and it's really great
to
see
that. They train at your place?
Come and train at our place. Yeah,
wow,
Paul was there this past summer. I got to chase him around. He said, hey, film me, you know, skiing. I'm going to do some really fast time trial laps. And I'm thinking, do you have a rocket ship that I can keep up with you? Because you're a national team member and I'm a master skier, you know. So I got in the golf cart and chased him around. Couldn't keep up with him. Still couldn't keep up with him.
Talk about some of the other events you got going on this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So this weekend is just our youth day with UW Green Bay. The following weekend after that, we have the Wisconsin State Sprints. So that's high school sprints. That's 2 days of racing, two different disciplines. The weekend after that, we've got the Snow Crown Series, which is fat bike racing. And we do that right down the middle of our trails, which those guys love to do.
Can we get Johnny out there?
I've got two fat bikes. I'll stick them on one. Oh, as long as
I would
you can
love that.
Straight down it,
so
be great.
I would love that.
Yeah,
thank you. I got great thighs.
It looks like it.
On the bike, not on the skis.
On the bike.
We don't want to put them on skis.
No. We'll get them on the bike.
I don't mean to sound weird. Would you like to feel my quads?
Yeah.
I'm moving.
I can see. That's a calf, not a quad.
That's a huge calf.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just get that mixed up, quad and calves.
Yeah. So then the next weekend after that, we move into our first ever Masters National Championships.
Oh, Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, and that's a U.S. biathlon event that we're putting on, and that's 3 days of racing, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we're looking forward to hosting not only U.S. Masters, but also moving into Canadian National Masters happening as well, and then we're racing against the Canadians at the same time. So we've got three big races all happening over 3 days.
Wow.
On that Valentine's Day weekend, yes.
Why do I have a feeling they drink a lot of beer after their races, the Canadians?
I don't know that yet. They may, but I do know the fat bikers like to drink a lot of beer.
Mm.
Well,
John just picked up a new sport.
Yeah.
Quick break. 100%. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name.
When no one else would come.
No, not doing it.
No.
That made me cry. Right.
No.
Welcome back.
Because it was so bad.
It was not that bad.
It was
not
Dennis, good.
Dennis from the Glam Band, good or bad?
I'm all emotional about it.
Thank you. Still 14 degrees below zero wind chill out there. We're with a man that pays no attention to those sorts of things. Sean Becker, I have to ask you, Sean. I mean, people will be going out competing in this kind of weather. With what you're wearing, I mean, it's so thin. You're warm enough, huh?
Oh, yeah. You're working really hard when you're out there. So you might have a base layer underneath if it's cold. But otherwise, if, you know, it's the 20s. It's just one layer. That's all you got on. And you know, just kind
it's
of some,
total body movement.
Some
so
wind
you're...
block, strategic wind blocking that you end up having to do. But other than that, yeah. It's,
what's your official title out there, Sean?
Strategic wind blocking.
Because it seems like you do a little bit of everything.
I kind of wear a few hats. But that's kind of my background in that stuff. So director of sport and athlete development. At our venue.
Do people realize how cool the Aaron Center is?
the people that come out do understand that for sure. I've had people tell me that they get to come out and enjoy what we do for them. So I had a guy bring me venison one day and say, this is a passion for me, and I want you to enjoy something that I have a passion for because you have a passion for this.
Beautiful.
It was really cool. And then donuts periodically for staff and stuff like that. But the thank yous that we get, you know, we kind of change the formula for Nordic skiing in Wisconsin, because you've got your state parks, county parks that you go to, but you pay
some
one
golf
fee.
Some golf courses
when there's natural snow, and you pay one fee, and then you can go everywhere. And in this location here, you know, people are coming in, they're skiing, they're coming back inside, they're playing cards, they're drinking coffee. You know, we've got some grab and go food for people to have there too. So those kind of amenities that we have really kind of elevate the experience for people at the Nordic Center. So
I'm picturing a St. Bernard with rum right now. I don't know why.
Right.
We don't have those yet.
Well, he's talking about playing cards.
That was a yet.
We're always looking for the magic formula to lose weight. How good of a weight loss is cross-country skiing?
Oh, my goodness. If you can stand it, it's the best cardiovascular sport that's out there. Classic skiing, you know, there's like 5.4 million people that do it. And if you think about Scandinavia, where it's the most popular, and it's ingrained from like birth on, and there's like 28 million people there. The majority of those people are there. I think we have about 500 of them that come up by us. But age range, there'll be 70-plus people out there all the way down to, you know, 4 or 5 year old kids first getting on them. But yeah, you want a good weight loss program, jump on the skis, go ski 3 hours, come back, you're gonna be feeling it for
John,
sure.
You have to be able to stand though.
I've never cross country skied.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, it's
the,
hard.
The
from
ski.
Their
is
it? From yeah. their from their start line.
Yeah.
Within about 100 feet you have to go up a hill. Up
there's,
a hill. Yeah,
there's a few hills out there.
And
for sure.
That would be
Is it a
challenge.
Tough sport to pick up?
I would say no. It's got a really low barrier to entry. You know, we do lessons out by us. We've got a really great Heather Higgins is a really great instructor that we have, and she takes, you know, the little kiddos all the way through adult. Gets you on skis. We get you a nice flat area, and you can shuffle along until you get a feel for it. As long as you can, you know, pick a good weather day to come and do it where it's not unbearably windy and really cold, you know, you can definitely step into it really easily.
What age would you say for kids to start? What's the
Right away. As soon as they're walking, put them on. My son, Jacob, I put him on skis when he was 4.
Wow.
And he was really big into Thomas the Tank Engine, still is. And I put him in the tracks, and he said, "Ooh, I'm a train."
Yep.
And he just took off. I didn't have to say another thing after that. So,
that's cool.
You know, that's, as soon as they're walking, put them on skis. They make some really nice, easy ones to get on. And then they'll just,
they're so low to the ground that even if they fall, it's,
they love it too. They, you know, and instead of like when you're coming up on another skier and you want to overtake them, usually you yell track, you know. A lot of these kids are like, excuse me. And it's so cute that they'll just get out of the
of
way
course.
and take it over. So it's, get them going early because it's a lifetime sport for sure.
Yep.
There's so many avenues that you can take with it. And when families get involved and they get through like high school, middle school, and you can build them into collegiate skiing. Then we have master's skiers after that. So you don't lose touch with it. You just stick with it the rest of your life and family into family. I think it's definitely a generational sport for sure.
Love it. And it seems like a not a lot of danger for getting hurt type thing.
No, I mean,
Nikki talked about she went curling with a guy and ended up with 6 staples in his skull or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, he wasn't coordinated either and had terrible luck, but
throwing rocks at each other in that one. Isn't that like throwing rocks at each other?
No, they call it the stone.
It's involved.
You know, one thing though about when we had a kid from the UP that won a gold medal a few years ago, Baumgartner.
Snowboarding.
Yeah. And he said he had to go out west. You know, he grew up in the UP where there's a lot of snow up in Iron River where it's like crazy with ski brule and everything. But he said what a difference there was from like, okay, snow here, snow there, snow someplace else. Do you guys deal with that too with some of the international people that you come and train?
Yeah, you know, there's people that'll come like from the east and come ski here, and they're used to skiing on more wet snow there.
Sure.
Out west, when you're up at elevation, it can really vary. Dry snow some days, wet snow other days, icy snow when you get freeze-thaw cycles. With our snow, we tend to have a really good quality snow as we make it and we spread it, we do it at the right time so that we don't just turn it to ice. Otherwise, if it's all wet and you plow it out and it's ice, it's like taking a potato peeler to an ice cube. You can never really make snow out of it again. It's all just ice shavings. So we try to keep that snow fresh. We groom every night, regardless if we have one person or 500 people ski on it.
Wow.
We want everybody that when they come out to have that first tracks opportunity in the morning.
Wow.
So there's times when guys are rolling up there and they're like, 15 minutes.
Do people
before we
realize
open.
The work that goes into this?
Some people do. Some people don't.
Mark is shaking his head.
I'm sitting there saying, I'm telling you right now what Sean does for this facility.
Right.
I don't think people have a clue.
And it's a thankless.
So when they show up the next morning at 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and Sean has, they have people coming from all over the Midwest. This isn't just, an hour away, 2 hours. They'll be about 3, 4, 5 hours. They'll drive in, but I don't think they understand how much work it takes to, one, get the snow, two, groom it.
So are you sleeping in your workshop, you're saying?
There's a lot of caffeine gum that I chew and stuff like that. Sometimes take a little cat nap in the. I actually fell asleep in the cat after I was done grooming the other morning, and people skied past me for the first 2 hours that we were open. But nobody ever checked on me to see, like, is he dead? Is he alive? It was kind of funny. But, you know, like what Mark said, is great. We had teams from Wausau come over, and ski for
they're
the whole
weekend. They're serious out there.
They're training. They are training hard. Birkebeiner is coming in less than a month, and everybody is, like, panic training now, getting their K's in to get ready for it.
So. Mommy, it looks like there's a dead man.
We
work on your time.
They just wanted to let me sleep.
Sean, thank you for what you do for the people that enjoy the outdoor sports up here. People have to check out the Aaron Center. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. They can check out aaronsnordic.com and see what we've got going on coming up in the next bit. But come on out and ski. Get
Sunday?
Some lessons. Sunday, Kids Day with UW Green Bay.
Outstanding. Thank you, Moritz.
Sean
Great
Becker, to meet you.
Thank Aaron's you, guys. Nordic Center. Really appreciate it.
Joining us next, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Mike Shambo, our special guest, back after this.
All I can do, I've done. But memories won't go.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Yes. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
He gets around.
All right, we're back. It's Mino and the Mayor on 97.9.
Hi.
Finally.
I got Mino's headphones on.
The riffraff has left the building.
Wow.
Guys.
John, get your hearing checked. Holy shnikes.
No doubt. Hey, guys, it's Nikki Z. We're here with the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis from the Glam Band and everybody's favorite Ashley from the Heights.
Hey.
Ashley with the good hair.
Woo-woo.
What's going on at the Heights this weekend?
Well, it's Friday night, so stop in for some perch. You can see Braylon at lunch or me and Heather tonight. We've got the perch, the pan-fried or beer-battered walleye, and grab a hand-muddled mule. We also have a banana old-fashioned on special with banana.
I'm sorry, what?
Old Smoky. Yeah, banana old-fashioned.
She made hand-muddled mule.
Yeah.
I don't think it was muddled.
It's hand-muddled old-fashioned. Well, that's what I meant to say.
Model.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of...
My headphones are too tight.
You would be the hand model for The Price is Right.
I was thinking of Zoolander.
Right? Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm losing it.
You got to have it to lose
banana
it,
banana Old Smoky. So,
Old Smoky.
It's actually tasty.
It is really... No, that's really good stuff.
Yeah.
That's
and then quality. Tomorrow we've got the Meyer event. No Can Do, a tribute to Hall and Oates. So you can stop in, grab some drinks and dinner before then or stop in after.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and next week we celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
I know. We're so excited.
Yes. So Woo-hoo-hoo! Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will have happy hour drink prices all day. So it'll be your $4 draft beer, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottles, as well as half off appetizers.
Hello, yep. Nurse. Oh.
And then you guys will be live on Wednesday in the morning at Heights.
It. Stovetop, I'm staying.
Yeah.
We cannot wait.
I mean, we can kind of mention that we had a staff meeting at the Heights yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Quality.
The money department at Civic Media has not quite seen that bill yet.
Accounting.
I'll be getting that phone call later. Thank you, Ashley.
Woo.
Yeah, but we had a lot of fun yesterday.
Keep the meter running, good. Baby.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, very awesome. Thank you so much. And today's Heights Pub and Parlor music series feature is none other than our very own Mike Schabo. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
BAMMY-nominated Mike Schabo.
Yes.
It's all BAMMY.
If I'm distracted, I'm thinking about a banana old fashioned. So...
Or the yes. fish.
I think it's Ashley's hair. That distracted yeah. me. I'm not going
to
lie.
And the cute googles. She's so Thanks. Cute. It's nice to have some eye candy in the studio.
You need yeah. a moment alone? Mike and I will just, we'll go hang out.
Just I mean, all three of you, I'm saying, by comparison to what I'm normally
yeah, what are you guys
sitting
doing after this?
Alongside.
Yeah. I think we're going to Heights Pub and trying the fish.
There we go.
There you Ew. Go. I like it.
Hand modeled mule. Can you imagine that? A mule with hands. Never mind.
Don't make yeah. it weird, Dennis.
I can't help goodness. It. That's how I was raised.
All right, Mike Schabo, how long have you been performing in the area?
All day, he says.
Yep, I just started today. Yep. No, just kidding.
Awesome.
I used to play about 20 years ago, and then funny story, I took a 20-year break, had kids,
yeah.
career, all that, you know, all the adult stuff
adult
that
stuff.
Happens.
Do the kids know this?
Asking
for a friend.
Yeah, just don't tell them. All but right. My wife, one night, we were out at La Vie Tavern just having some drinks, and she went up to the bar owner, and she's like, can you book him? I'm sick of his guitars just rotting in the basement. She wow. had never heard me actually play other than just, you know, jamming out in the living room, but I never actually played a full song. So they said, sure. And so in about 3 months, I had to learn about 30 songs to
no
play.
No pressure.
And that was about a year and a half ago. I thought it was going to be my only gig. I thought I was going to stink the place up. And here we are a year and a half later, having just a ton of fun.
High it's, five.
Yeah, there we go.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I see your name all over town because you are booking a ton of dates.
Oh, then the kids definitely
places.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you my daddy?
Right, Never exactly. Mind. They're like, it's spelled the same in everything. Yep. So congrats.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of fun.
And La Vie is a great venue. They oh, yes. do a great job yeah. with their live music lineup as well.
We love it there, and it's in within walking distance of our house. So, oh, wow. yeah.
So what is it that got you in the guitar playing business anyway? What is it, man?
Well, when I was 12, I wanted to be cool, and so I started
mean,
playing
Story.
Guitar and found out that it wasn't as cool as I thought. But I absolutely love playing. It's such a great release, and as you probably know, just. Music, have a bad day, pick up the guitar, start strumming, and suddenly you're over whatever stresses you had.
So. I wouldn't know. I'm not a musician.
You just play one on TV.
There's a delineation between singers and musicians. And
true story.
It's good to know what the difference is.
You do have jealousy issues, don't you?
No, I got jelly on my bread. I'll tell you what. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. See these hands? This is great for radio. Small, smell like cabbage. Anyways.
You're not a midget. Oh, I'm sorry. This is, sorry.
Short people,
lo siento.
It's like having
no
Jim and John
reason.
On the show when
I know,
they're not
I
even
just
here.
Did a very yeah. cringe thing. All right, so 12 years old, you're strumming. What first song, first chords? Walk us through it.
Well, so
first
that
guitar.
Was back in 92-ish. So, of course, I wanted to learn Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all that stuff. So 30 years later, I'm trying to do my math here. 30 years later.
We're not checking the
yeah.
math,
yeah.
so that's fine.
You're no, good. Mike, it's 32. But
Judge, yep, checks out.
30 years later, I'm still playing 90s. So I'm stuck in
Love
the
it.
90s. And the cool thing about it is I thought everyone was still playing 90s all over the place. And no, actually, a lot of people come up to me mid-set, sometimes even mid-song. I was like, yeah. kind of playing right now, but
I hate that.
Dude, I haven't heard this song played out in a bar forever. And really? Like, why not? Because my mind's still stuck in the 90s.
100%. I love 90s.
No one else is. But it's good because a lot of people, you know, they'll come up to me and be like, bro, nice set list. Be like, cool, bro. Give them a fist bump. And,
awesome. Yeah, will you play us a little something?
Sure.
What's your first 90s
I'm going to play a little, and I'm going to have you guess the artist.
Okay. Oh, I usually do not do well at this.
No, me neither.
But this is a song that I loved growing up and have never heard played before, so I wanted to play it out at bars, and people love it. So here we go.
Mike Schabo, ladies and gentlemen, on the Heights Pub and Parlor music series here on WGBW.
Ooh.
achieving time, thing they call divine, and the stars they'll shine for me. And all is well, all is well for you, and all forever. Living in the meantime, wait and see. Love the only of you. Love is lit and the skies are blue. And all in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you. When I cry for me, I cry for you. Tears of holy joy. And all the days there yet to come. And did I ever say I'd never pray? Fly towards sun. Living in the meantime, something's gone. Oh, oh. Love the only of you. Lands are green and skies are blue. And all in all, just like you, love the all of you. Outside spot, see you sometime. Give my love to the future of the humankind. That's okay, not okay. While it's on my mind, there's a girl that fits a crime for the future love dream that I'm still defined. But in the meantime, all of you. Just like you, just like you, just like you. All in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you.
All right, name of the band.
Space Hog.
Yeah!
Ah, thank you, Google. But
tell her what she's won, Dawn.
You cheated on that?
100%, but I knew it.
I'm disappointed.
I knew it.
I lean into disappointment. Hey, Space Hog might have done it first, but you did it real nice.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome.
It's also on.
That's on a movie soundtrack somewhere. I know. I recognize it.
I can't remember.
Nothing? Nothing.
It's not Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, but that is a solid soundtrack.
Right?
Yeah. I love that. What else do you like to play? Anything? Have you ever written anything on your own?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
So actually, I had a band 20 years ago. We did all originals.
Nice.
Recorded an album. It was really fun. And then just, I don't know why we fizzled. Bands just fizzled out for no reason sometimes.
Yeah. Well, 20 years ago, that was then married, children, and life happens.
Right. And the other artist that co-wrote the songs with me, he lives in Tennessee, but I'm actually trying to get him to come up and do a little reunion show. Funny thing is we had like 8 fans, so the reunion show, I don't know how big it would really be, but
it's more fans than this show has, so you're doing well.
add
the rest of us to that fan base now, so
I will stop this car.
That's fine. That is absolutely fine.
Ever watch Gentle Ben? He's like, what are you talking about? Do you have any idea what Gentle Ben is? We said, hey, what's Gentle Ben?
No.
I've never heard of it either. Nope. So.
But hey, the 70s, 30s, though.
I know.
Ever watched it? Oh,
it was a TV show back in the 60s, late 60s, and it was in syndication in the 70s, and I remember watching it on Saturday mornings by 10 or 10:30. It was on NBC, actually. I can't even remember. It was on NBC.
Boom.
Do you remember the show Cop Rock? Where everyone, it was basically a cop show, but it was a musical.
No?
You have to Google it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. But if you ever need a good laugh, just YouTube it and laugh for a straight
Cop Rock.
15 minutes.
If I ever want a good laugh, I'll just pull up YouTube and see some glam band video.
Stop it.
Who's that guy, that front man.
Who's that guy wearing those tights thinking he's some sort of crust
country skier Birkebeiner guy.
So we just got a text in from the Labonte brothers who are listening in and want to say hi to Mike this morning.
And he played at La Vie last night, I believe.
Did.
Mitch did.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. They're
did
good
you
buddies
hobble over there last night?
I didn't. So, you know, with having a wife and kids and kid on the way, too. So,
ooh, congrats.
Have to balance the family life as well.
How do you do that? Because I talked to my doctor. You see, he says I can't carry to full term. So I don't.
I don't think you were either, quite honestly,
well,
Dennis.
That's okay.
I love you,
You should see the stretch marks on my mom.
Oh, my.
I came out like this. Great for radio. Hey, Ma! Here I am!
Yeah. Yeah. Ta-da! Well,
it's a food baby, so it's very short term.
Gerber.
It's like a seven-day cycle.
Well, one of the things I want to mention is that we usually close this show with a couple of songs. One of them is the theme from WKRP in Cincinnati, because it's classic, the closing theme. But we also usually close with Everlong from Foo Fighters. And the reason why we do that is because it's one of my favorite songs, and I really don't care what Jim and John want to do, right?
Nice.
So I normally close the show
with
that.
Lean in.
So, put that foot down.
So while we were promoting Mike on the show, the song we used is his version of Everlong. So he's going to do another song when we get back, but then he's going to close the show with his version of Everlong today.
Oh, cool.
All right.
See?
I'm so
all
excited.
About Todd today.
Yep.
Yep.
Play us out, Mike Schiavo.
Well, we'll come back.
Okay.
We'll come back, but.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's tough to find good help. Stay here. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We're back on Mino and the Mayor. We're listening to Mike Schiavo during the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Ashley, hit us one more time. What do you got going on this weekend?
Hit me, baby.
We've got fish tonight, so
fish
stop in and see Heather and I and our hand-muddled old-fashioned.
See, hand-muddled. I keep hearing it.
Hand-muddled. We got banana old-fashioned on.
I think I need to step over and try
right
that.
Now. Yes.
It kind of just sounds
with
intriguing.
With a banana Old Smoky.
I need to.
I still have
again.
That gift card, so that could be an entire night of banana.
I'll drive you.
Yes. I will see you guys later. And then next week, we have our one-year anniversary coming up. So Monday, our anniversary is on Wednesday, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're going to have happy hour drinks all day. So $4 draft beers, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottle of beers. And half off appetizers.
I'm already happy.
And then on Wednesday morning, Mino and the Mayor will be live at Heights Pub and
Parlor.
We're
going to be broadcasting live.
I'll drive.
You're so excited.
Guys, I'll drive.
All right.
But big congratulations, because this day and age, it's kind of tough to be in the bar restaurant business, but you guys are doing it right.
And service is always great. The food is great.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Quality is job one.
Yep.
Right?
Haven't checked them out yet.
Yeah.
Please stop
please
on
do.
Down.
Yeah, at least check out Ashley's hair, for crying out loud, if anything else.
She's super adorable.
Hey, Mike.
Dennis, thanks for always being here.
Thanks for letting me. Are you kidding me? Restraining order must have wore off.
It did not.
It has expired.
Yeah. Mike, what are you going to do for us next?
So I do a lot of 90s, but I also like 60s, 70s, 80s, and new rock. So I'm going to do a song by the Allman Brothers own little way. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, I am actually playing at Mr. Brew's this evening.
In De Pere.
In De Pere, Ledgeview. It's like that weird.
De Pere.
I don't know what to call it.
It's on GV.
It's on GV. Yes.
Okay.
What time?
And then at 5:30.
Nice. Yes. Happy hour music.
So I can get a burger, a beer, and listen to me play some tunes.
After work party.
Yeah. And I got some fun shows coming up. Badger State. That is a really fun place to play.
Yeah.
They have a cool stage set up. Mackinac's next weekend. I actually play a duo with Ramona from Ramona and the Flower.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We love her.
Please tell her we said hello.
Oh, we'll do. We'll do for sure. And then, yeah, a couple other places as well. So
if anybody wants to check you out online, what are your socials? Where can they find you?
Mike Shabo Music.
And Shabo is spelled?
S-C-H-A-B-O-W. Hopefully everyone grabbed a pen and wrote that.
Just like course. It sounds.
Of course.
Shabo.
Shabo. All right.
All right, here we go.
Mike Shabo.
I got you, buddy. I got you, man.
There we go. All of it. Here we are.
I've got a road keep on hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. And I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. I'm not gonna let them catch Midnight Rider. I don't know the clothes I'm wearing, and the road goes on forever. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Trying to catch the sustain on that guitar there at the end.
Bravo,
it's
my
the sustain
friend.
That binds us, man.
That's Should I just talk that growly there. The rest of the day?
Hey, yes. Everybody. Then you must sound like Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. I think that's how he...
Or Batman, right?
I was going to say
yes.
Batman.
Oh, my God.
Come Where see me at Mr. Bruce tonight. Like, okay, dude, I will.
That was so good. Yes, absolutely. You'll be held against your will.
Yes.
But you're on socials,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook's the main way to reach me. I'm a little lazy on Instagram. I just, you know, there's too many.
There's so many.
Yes. Yes.
So how does a person book you? Through the Facebooks?
Well.
The book of faces.
As you now know, I have a bat symbol that, you know, but.
Yes. You must book
yes,
me.
Must book me. But no, reach out to me on Facebook. That is the best way. And I have a personal page, too. If you don't catch the music part of Mike Shabo, I will respond either way.
Amazing. Cool. Yes. Thank you so much for cruising in here today.
You bet.
Good luck with everything. We hope to check you out sometime soon. Ashley, as always, thank you so much. We cannot wait to spend your anniversary week with you.
Yes, that's going to be so much fun.
Hey, Mike, you want to take us out with Everlong?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right.
Mike, tonight at the Mr. Brews Tap House in DePere/Bellevue at 5:30 tonight.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.
Hello. I've waited here for you ever long. Tonight, I throw myself.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.